Now, today on World Mental Health Day, experts say there is a timely opportunity to emphasize the significance of mental well-being in the workplace. With the growing competitiveness in business, it is essential to reflect on how this pressure affects employees. This is according to Leila Musa, a senior associate in the employment law practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Musa sheds light on how research in employment law are shaping workplace mental health policies, especially in industries where the pressure is high.
I think what we're seeing in terms of our legal landscape is that we have a move towards, whether it's in terms of our actual statutes or whether it's in terms of what we're seeing in policy decisions by employers. But we're seeing an increase in emphasis in different kinds of leave, and that's typically on a contractual basis. So one example there is we're seeing lots of employers who are wanting to be designated as employers of choice, including things like sort of a mental health day or a sort of recharge day or something similar, which really shows that employers are considering things like employee well-being and how we regulate their working time to allow them to actually regroup and energize themselves.
What legal obligations do employers have to support their employee mental well-being, and how can companies ensure compliance in this matter?
Right. So I think the starting point is, you know, to look at our obligations from a leave perspective, just to start off with. So, for example, the basics like the sick leave provisions, where, you know, if an employee is feeling unwell, they have an entitlement in terms of our statutory dispensation to actually take sick leave. And similarly, if, for example, they have some family responsibility that falls within the statute, which is like if your child is sick or if a relative has passed on, for example, or you have some family responsibility that you need to take care of, that there you have an entitlement to, you know, 3 days or whatever you contractually have been entitled to. So I think the starting point there is that employers need to create the kind of environment where employees feel as if they can, you know, take the leave that they're entitled to on a statutory basis, or perhaps more favorable terms, which they may be entitled to contractually or in terms of some policy.
And we have issues like the workplace stress, burnout, and mental health accommodations. How does the South African employment law address these issues?
Right, so I think one of the biggest things there is how we look at working time. Now, our Basic Conditions of Employment Act has a general provision that actually applies to all employees. So irrespective of how much you earn, whether or not you're above or below the earnings threshold, there is a requirement there that employers ensure that they take due cognizance in how they regulate your working time. And they need to consider things like your health and safety. So are there any, you know, risks if you, for example, are working extended hours, and what are those risks? How do they ensure that they mitigate them? And, you know, what are your family responsibilities as well? And how do they ensure that the amount of work that you're doing and how and when you're doing that work is regulated in a way that takes due cognizance of that? So that's a statutory obligation. And employers are advised or required, in fact, to audit what their working patterns and how they regulate work in their employ in terms of the BCA, so that they can ensure that employees are being taken care of in that manner.
And now I'm interested to find out some of the trends that you are seeing in employment law when it comes to the intersection of mental health and employee rights.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I found quite interesting, actually just looking within what's available publicly, Persona for Health actually did a recent survey that showed that, you know, 41% of employees came back on a survey to say that mental health and emotional health is one of the things that most affects their ability to do their job. So that was the resounding sort of majority in terms of numbers that were saying that is the thing that typically affects their ability to do their job. And we're actually seeing employers respond to this by wanting to be employers of choice who are cognizant of this fact, where they, for example, are implementing the kinds of policies that we spoke about, you know, additional leave days, taking cognizance of the fact that, you know, people, when they have periods, for example, you're working on a very time-sensitive project for a period, or you particularly busy for, you know, let's say it's your season in retail, I'm thinking of Black Friday.
That's Leila Musa, Senior Associate in Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, speaking to our reporter Lebohang Mabange. Takes us to exactly 38 minutes after 1 p.m. Africa in